HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Dancing in the Mosque by Homaira Khadri, performed by Ariana Delawari. To those who value and respect equality. Author's note. This is a work of nonfiction. The events and experiences detailed herein are all true and have been faithfully rendered as I have remembered them, to the best of my ability. Some names, places, identifying details, and circumstances have been changed in order to protect the privacy and/or anonymity of the various individuals involved. Prologue. Once upon a time, when there lived a merciful God, behind the mountains, in a distant city, a family was given a son, with the nickname Shahpesar, one of regal descent. His real name was Mushtaq. Shahpesar was very handsome. He was his family's lucky charm. One day, to escape his boredom, the family's lucky charm began rummaging through his granny's storage closet. Shahpesar didn't know what he was looking for, but something drew him deeper into the dark, dusty interior. Suddenly, his hand closed on a heavy object. It was an old metal lamp. No sooner had he wiped the hem of his sleeve across the lamp's smooth surface than it became unbearably heavy and sparks shot out of its spout. Astonished, Shahpesar dropped the lamp. It hit the floor with a dull thud, rolled around in a circle, and stopped. A thick coil of smoke rose from the spout, curling toward the ceiling. A pair of stout legs materialized from the smoke, followed by a large belly, a barrel chest, muscular arms, and a huge head. The giant had a black beard, topped with curly black hair. His black eyes glowed beneath heavy black eyebrows, and a golden earring dangled from his left earlobe, almost touching his shoulder. Looking down at the trembling boy, the genie bent down on one knee and said, "Hello, Master Mushtaq. I am at your service." Shahpesar took a quick step backward and said in a quivering voice, "Why at my service?"
"Because you are the Shahpesar of the family," the genie said. "Your wish is my command."
"What kind of wish?"
"I am the king of all the genies. I am powerful enough to grant you anything you desire. I can take you anywhere you wish to go in the blink of an eye, or bring you anything you wish just as quickly."
"Bring me a black horse with a long mane and a gleaming coat."
The genie of the lamp bowed at the knee.
"And a strong hunting bow and eagle-feathered arrows," Shahpesar added.
The genie spun around three times, then three times more. Clapping his hands, he shouted,
"Oh, the long-maned black horse of the gleaming coat, appear from the darkness. Master Mushtaq wants to have fun and go hunting."
A cloud of smoke enveloped the middle of the room and turned into a black horse with a full mane and a long, graceful tail. The horse held a hunting bow in its mouth. Bowing down, the horse of the gleaming coat placed the bow at Shahpesar's feet and said,
"I am all yours, Master Mushtaq."
"Dear son, my grandmother, Nana John, never told me stories like that. In the stories she saved for me, there were no genies or magic wands to make my dreams come true. My stories were populated with wild monsters like Baba Ngurgori, Barzangi, Mardazma, Dokhtar..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?